Welcome back, ghosts, ghouls, and things that...
What's up, ghosts, ghouls, and things that go bump in the night? Do not adjust those listening devices. You have found yourself in your favorite horror hotspot. Producer Joe here. This week is my birthday, and as a special little treat, I'm taking over the reins this week. Have no fear, our favorite haunted horror historian will be back next week with another terrifying tale. But for now, I've got something special for you guys that's near and dear to my heart. I love a good creature feature. I always have. There's something special about a good monster story, and that is exactly what we've got in store for you this week. So I want you guys to sit back, relax, and tune in for the creature in the attic. I woke up to a strange noise coming from the attic. It was a low, guttural growl that made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. At first, I thought it was just the wind, but then I heard it again, louder this time. I got out of bed and tiptoed to the hallway, listening to any sign of the noise. It came again, a deep, menacing growl that seemed to be coming from above me. That's when I remembered that we have no pets, no wild animals, and no explanation for the noise. I was alone in the house. Or so I thought. I slowly made my way up the creaking steps to the attic, my heart pounding in my chest. The growling continued, louder and more insistent now, as if it was warning me to turn back. But I was determined to find the source of the noise, so I pushed the door of the attic and stepped inside. It was dark, with only a small sliver of light coming from the crack in the roof. I couldn't see anything, but I could feel something watching me. And then, as my eyes adjusted to the darkness, I saw it. There was a figure in the corner, huddled in the shadows. It was crouched down with glowing eyes and bared teeth. I couldn't make out what it was, but I knew it wasn't human. I tried to back away, but I was frozen in fear. The growling grew louder, and then the figure lunged at me. I screamed as it tackled me to the ground, clawing at my face and biting my neck. I could feel its hot breath on my skin, and I knew I was going to die. Then suddenly it was gone. The growling stopped, and the figure disappeared into the shadows. I stumbled to my feet and ran out of the attic, slamming the door behind me. My heart was racing as I tried to make sense of what just happened. What was that thing? And why was it in my attic? For weeks, I tried to ignore the strange noises coming from the attic, but every night, the growling would start up again. And I knew that it was still up there, waiting for me. I tried to tell myself that I was just being paranoid, that there had to be a logical explanation for the noises. But then, one night, I woke up to the sound of scratching on my bedroom door. At first, I thought it was just my imagination, but then the scratching grew louder, more insistent. And that's when I heard the growling again. I tried to ignore it, to convince myself that it was just a stray animal outside, but I knew I knew deep down that it wasn't. It was the thing from the attic. It was trying to get me. I started to see it in my dreams, too. It would appear as a shadowy figure, always watching me from the corner of my eye. I couldn't escape it, no matter where I went. Then one night, it finally showed itself again. I was walking down the hallway when I saw it standing at the end of the corridor. Its eyes were glowing red. Its teeth were bared in a snarl. I tried to run, but it was too fast. It tackled me to the ground, pinning me down with its claws. I could feel its hot breath on my face as it growled in my ear. I thought this was it. I thought I was going to die. And then suddenly, again, it was gone. I stumbled to my feet, gasping for breath, and I ran as fast as I could out of the house. I never went back. I sold the house and tried to forget about the creature that had haunted me for so long. But it was impossible. Everywhere I went, I felt like it was watching me, waiting for me to let my guard down. I tried to research the creature, looking for any clue of what it could be. I found stories of other people who had encountered similar creatures, and they all had one thing in common. They had never been able to get rid of them. That was when I realized that I was never going to escape this thing. It was part of me now, like a shadow that followed me everywhere I went. It felt like I started to lose my mind. I couldn't sleep, I couldn't eat, couldn't think about anything else. I was consumed by the fear of what was lurking in the shadows. And then one night, it was back. It came for me again. I was walking home from work, trying to keep my head down, avoid any dark alleys. And then I heard the growling again. I turned around, and there it was. The creature was standing in the middle of the street, its eyes fixed on me. I tried to run, but again, it was too fast. It tackled me to the ground, pinning me down with its claws. But then something strange happened. As I looked into its eyes, I saw a glimmer of recognition. It was almost as if it was trying to communicate with me. I don't know how, but I understood what it was saying. It wanted me to come with it, to leave everything behind and join it in the darkness. For a moment, if I'm being honest, I was tempted. The fear had become too much for me, and the thought of being able to escape it was tempting. But then something snapped inside of me and I realized I couldn't give up. Couldn't let this creature win. I fought back with everything I had and finally it released me. Again, I stumbled to my feet, gasping for breath, and I ran. I ran as fast as I could, not stopping until I was miles away from the creature. I'm not exactly sure what happened to it after that. Maybe it found someone else to haunt, or maybe it disappeared into the darkness. All I know is that I'll never forget the fear that it instilled in me. The terror of knowing that something was out there waiting for me in the shadows. and I'll never stop fighting, no matter what comes my way. Well, there you go, ghosts, ghouls, and things that go bump in the night. What do you guys think this creature was? What do you guys think this creature wanted in the first place? And do you think it's gonna return? Thank you all for entertaining me this week and allowing me to bring you guys a tale that I truly loved. If you guys enjoyed the show and have your own story to tell, if you have run into your own creature, a creature like this, or you have your own story to tell, reach out. You can find The Haunted Horror Historian on Facebook at The Haunted Horror Historian. We also have a group for all you wonderful ghosts, ghouls, and things that go bump in the night to share your story, hang out, and talk to the Haunted Horror Historian herself. You can also email us your story to hauntedhorrorhistorian@gmail.com. Who knows? Maybe your story will be told on the air. But that's it for now. Until next time, stay spooky, and remember, sometimes it's more than just a story.